We're CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And today we're really pleased to be talking to Tim Brink. Welcome, Tim.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
You've had quite the experience on The Voice.
Whew, yeah, that's quite the whirlwind.
Okay, so tell us about it. What things led up to it? I know you wanted to be on The Voice for a while. You applied a few times and you finally got in.
Yeah, I tried out twice. Two times before getting in this time. Mm-hmm. I had sort of gone with my acoustic guitar, I'm not an amazing guitar player. I just sort of, scratch on it to write songs. And so I think I didn't have the confidence maybe in my performance while I was trying out. That the third time I did, because I took a backing track,
okay,
which sounded like a whole band behind me, and it was a song that I knew in my sleep, the Black Crowes song Hard to Handle. And so I think that's what it showed that I had confidence and I had a lot more energy that time.
Okay, so how many weeks led up before you actually got on stage? What surrounded it?
Oh my, I'm not very good with dates, but it was a few months before we could even say that we were accepted.
Okay.
We were told, mm-hmm, that we weren't allowed to say anything, mm-hmm, until the show was actually aired.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you tell your close family, because I had some, like my mom and brother and girlfriend that came to the auditions finally. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, little by little, you can sort of tell these people and then tell those people. And I mean, everybody sees you on the show. So then that's the secret's out, right?
Okay.
So it was quite a few months before. And my mom was just hilarious because she was just bursting at the seams to tell everybody. And
She must have been.
I kept telling her, Mom, you can't say anything. You can't say anything.
Okay, that's great. Now, did you always want to be a singer, like when you were a kid?
Yeah, I think it's as long as I can remember, I always wanted to do music for a living. Well, I mean, there was a stage where I thought maybe I wanted to act, which is not something that I'm, ruling out. I'm open to do anything in that respect. But I mean, yeah, I've always wanted to sing. I've always loved music. I mean, since I was 2 years old, my dad had the earphones on me when I was a kid.
Okay.
And listening to stuff like Rod Stewart and Tina Turner. And it just, I really got into like soul, sort of loved the feel of music, which, okay, is actually a funny thing, because it's made it hard for me to remember my lyrics when I'm on stage, because I get so much into the moment that, mm-hmm, oftentimes I have to really learn my lyrics well, because if I don't, I get like sort of taken away and I may forget a lyric here and there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've interviewed you three times. You may not remember the first time you were with Pete Moss.
That
was about, I don't know, 10, 12 years
ago? Yeah, about 10 years ago, I think.
And last year in May, you were working on your new album.
Yes.
So definitely your music has changed. I think with Pete Moss, it was more of a hard rock sound.
Yes, it was, a lot more hard rock. And now it's gotten to the point where it's more of a folk soul, folk rock. To give you an idea, there's even a cello in the music now. So it's, it's a little more organic. And something that I think probably have a more vast range of people that can listen to it too, because it's not like something that's going to give older folks a headache.
Right. So your music has changed a lot through the years, and how does this reflect the change in your personality?
Well, I think that very slowly I'm mellowing out. I'm still a kid at heart, but, mm-hmm, I mean, at 40 now, I have a bit different priorities in my life. I want to do things that are in my interest and things that I like doing live, and I don't want to do shows that, I don't want to do three shows a week where I'm like just sweating and giving my all, and then sort of coming home with not much in my pockets. I've decided to just do my own thing and, sort of fly my own wings.
Okay, so your music career, that's kind of a sideline too, because you do have a day job, I think.
Yeah, well, at the moment, of course, I'm still managing at the Shalimar restaurant, mm-hmm, which I still enjoy a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping that at some point soon I'll be able to just do music for a living. Yeah.
So that's one of your ambitions.
Yeah. That's my main ambition.
Okay, when I think of Tim Brink, I think of confidence and showmanship. That's what comes to mind.
Thank you.
So getting out on the stage, that wasn't a huge issue for you, I'd imagine.
No, but to do it in front of 2.5 million people was, you can't, I had to not think about that. I had to think about the people that were in the studio at the time, and I couldn't really think about how many people were going to see it at home, because that's just it just kind of blows your mind when you go. I mean, I can't even think of how many people that is eating their popcorn at home watching, So that's what I did. I just concentrated on the moment at hand and the people that were there at hand, and just sort of put a show on for the coaches and themselves and myself. And I mean, of course, it was for people at home, but I just couldn't think of that at the moment.
Yeah, not everybody has that, though. You managed to contain that.
Yeah,
your focus. Yeah.
There were moments where I was sweating behind the ears there a little bit.
A lot of visualization before.
Yeah,
the
a
show.
Lot of centering myself, breathing. Just sort of finding my center and grounding myself before going on, and And of course, I had trouble with my voice the whole time this. Yeah, I had the beginning of polyps.
Okay.
The whole time, and I still have them. They're a bit better now. They're getting better gradually, but with the last week of the contest, I had a really hard time. I even lost my voice completely on Friday.
Okay.
So that really freaked me out because I was like, "Wow, perfect timing."
Yeah, I saw that actually. And do you think that might have been one of the things that influenced the outcome?
It could have been. It's like I've you know, I'm trying not to do the what ifs too much,
exactly,
because I had such a wonderful experience. And I got so much exposure and so much love, and I have to say a great big thank you to everybody from the community around here in the area, all the Eastern Townships, and all over Quebec, really. I had so much love, and you know, the 49% public vote just really warmed my heart, and I want to say thank you to everybody out there.
You definitely have a huge fan club here in the townships, and I think
it's great. I've got so much support, and now I can't wait to do some shows around the area, because I think we're going to see a lot of new faces.
I'm sure you will, yeah. So I guess this is your quote you put on Facebook. It's one of the best times I've ever had. You took me from no one to no one even more, and for that I thank you and walk through the door. Is that from you?
Yeah, I just wrote a little poem because there was a lot of sort of Ariane bashing going on in the media, and I mean, you know, I am disappointed with how she did it. I can't lie. But I don't think there's any need for any, you know, saying unpleasant or disrespectful things to her. You can have your opinion and say you don't agree with what she did. But there was like some homophobic things being written and, you know, just nasty stuff that is personal and didn't need to be personal. I definitely wouldn't do another contest again in my life if it wasn't public vote, pretty much completely. Because that was a thing, that was a factor that did sort of finish the whole thing for a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth.
Okay.
But I mean, generally, yeah, I wrote that poem just to let everybody know that, you know, I'm fine. I've got my head up. I had a great experience and I got no hard feelings. I would have hoped that she would have done it differently another time. Mm-hmm. And I think she probably learned maybe a little bit of lessons. She actually texted me yesterday and she was explaining a little bit the whys and hows of why she did that. And so we sort of came to an understanding, and I said, you know, I'm not angry at you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm disappointed a little bit with how it happened, but hey, you're still a friend in my books. And she said the same here. She said, you know, you've come through it. You're a very wide open spirit, and you know, thank you for taking it that way, sort of thing.
Good.
So that was a nice, another end compliment that we sort of ended on a good note, her and I. And I told her that I was defending her in all my interviews and saying, you know, there's no need for nastiness. People can be upset, and I understand them because they spent money to vote and they felt like their vote got vetoed.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, I'm coming out on top. I've got all kinds of exposure from it, and I've got lots of little contacts that have come out of it that I can't talk about right now.
Mm-hmm.
But some very interesting things are going to be happening for Tim Brink in the next year.
That's really exciting.
Yes, it is.
Definitely. So your life has turned around a lot from last year, so it's going to turn around positive again.
Yeah,
for the next
I think
year.
So. I believe it.
You got a lot of coaching too, and as you said, contacts and different things, more positive than negative things.
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest shining lights of compliments that I got was from the David LaFleche, who's the band leader, and he's the musical director for the whole show.
Okay.
As they were shuffling me around after the Sunday night show, he sort of grabbed me into an office and he said, out of 4 years of doing this show, I never would have thought of making a band with somebody, but with you I would.
Okay.
So that just sort of melted me in half right there. I was
excellent.
Just like,
yeah.
Wow. And we get along really good. So he's taken my number and he's going to call me and see if, who knows, there might be something he's going to be able to do for me.
Great. So there's definitely a lot of contacts and different things out there. Mm-hmm. So something will come back to you.
Yeah. Now, legally, I'm not saying that we're starting a band with David LaFleche, but he did say if he had something for me, he would definitely help me out.
Good. So what about some other projects? What about your own projects you started before, your CD?
First and foremost, I want to get the CD done because it's been dragging on because I've had voice troubles and now I was in The Voice, so I couldn't release it. As soon as my contract is up with The Voice, however, the people that did pay for it on Kickstarter, that's how I got the funding, we'll be getting it really soon. I just have to let my voice rest a little while for a few weeks, and then I'm going to get back in the studio and I'm going to get that album out because that's been weighing really heavily on my mind. I want to get it out to people.
Okay.
And I'm excited for people to hear it because it's, you know, totally new.
It is.
New music for me.
Yeah, very exciting.
So that's the main project. And the other project is I got some really neat, we're doing a benefit concert on the 16th of April at the Centennial Theater for the Pet Connection.
Okay, so the 16th of April.
Yeah, and I have a surprise appearance by one of the Voice, one of my friends from The Voice, who's going to be coming down to sing as well.
Mm-hmm.
On the 9th of July, I'm doing the Sherbrooke Folk Blues. And also I have Martin Goyette, who's on The Voice, who's going to be playing just before me on the main scene in Wellington Street. And a number of different shows like that that are coming up. Shazam Fest that I'm doing in, I think that's the end, it's August. I don't have the exact date, but Shazam Fest I'm playing on the Friday night. So yeah, a lot of really neat neat shows coming up this summer. I think I'll be playing a lot. So you'll be able to hear me just get out to shows and come out and have some fun.
That's great. Anything else you want to add before we go, Tim?
Maybe just a big thanks to my family, my girlfriend, all my friends for supporting me. And thank you guys for having me.
Oh, well, thank you, and all the best to you.
Cheers.
Bye.